Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Herzlich willkommen, liebe Serienjunkies, zu einem neuen Podcast der Serienjunkies. Ich bin hier in London heute beim Pennyworth Press Junket und ich sitze hier in einem Hotelzimmer mit einem ganz besonderen Gast. Stell dich doch einmal bitte selber vor. Please tell the audience who you are.
Hello, my name is Jack Bannon and I play Alfred Pennyworth in Pennyworth.
So tell the audience a little bit about Pennyworth, because a lot of people probably have heard the name, but they can't really place it. Who is Alfred Pennyworth?
So Alfred Pennyworth is... or goes on to be become Batman's butler and teacher and confidant and everything else. So we've always known him as a kind of an older man who's looking after Bruce. But in this version, it's him in his 20s, set in a weird, dark, twisted 1960s London.
So is it more of like a comic adaptation or even a superhero series, or is it a spy drama? What is the genre?
There's a bit of everything in there, really. It's not necessarily a superhero show. You know, there are other heroes rather than superheroes, but it's it has the feel of, yeah, kind of a spy espionage thriller. There's lots of action in it as well. So it kind of, you know, it's quite funny. It crosses a lot of different genres, I think.
So you just mentioned there's a lot of action. Did you do a lot of stunts then?
Yeah, there was lots to do, actually, which was great fun. We had two brilliant stunt coordinators and lots of fantastic stuntmen who made us look very good at beating people up, which I'm not very good at in real life. Yeah, it was good fun.
Did you have to train a lot for it?
Yeah, we did a fair amount of training. Not loads, but it was more about, you know, choreographing the fights and making sure that everybody knew what was going to happen on the day, and then very clever cameramen who got the angles right and made it look like I was doing more damage than I actually was.
So the creator of the show is Bruno Heller, Bruno Heller, probably, you pronounce it? Okay, it's a German name, so I would say Heller. And he did shows like Gotham and Rome, even back then, and Mentalist. What was it like working with him?
Fantastic. I mean, you know, he's written some incredible things. His brain is amazing. He's a kind of genius. That word's bandied about a lot, but I really believe that he is. And he's incredibly generous. You know, he said to us early on in the process, before we'd started filming, if there's anything that doesn't sound quite right, or you're finding it difficult to learn, or you don't think Alfred would say it, you know, then change it, because you'll be right and I'll be wrong. And I was sitting there thinking, what do you mean? You've written all these incredible things. I'm not a writer. Of course, you know, I won't be right over you, you know, but it's not really about that. It was about collaboration and finding out who this guy Alfred is and was and building the character together, rather than sort of, I mean, we were just given the scripts essentially, but rather than him, you know, just chucking a script in our hand and saying you have to stick to that and don't break from it, you know, it was very important, that generosity from him, to allow me to feel like Alfred had, you know, was my own creation along with him and really became, you know, a part of me.
So what is your Alfred like, especially when we look at like Michael Caine, or if we look at the one from Gotham, I forgot his name, the actor's
sure,
name.
Sure, Sean Pertwee.
But what is your Alfred like then compared to those guys?
Well, Michael Caine said, I'll play a butler as long as he's ex-SAS. So he gave us that backstory. So we wanted to, if out of any of the Alfreds, and Sean's Alfred's fantastic, you know, very kind of more of a geezer. But
what's a geezer?
A geezer, you know, like he's kind of a real kind of man and kind of rough and tumble and that sort of thing. So they're both fantastic interpretations. But if there were any that we were going to give a nod to, it would be the Michael Caine version. So I tried to do that through voice a little bit. Sort of the way he moved and stuff like that. So, but that was also because this is set in the 60s, and Michael Caine, you know, was a big film star in the 60s. So we watched some of his old films and stuff like that to kind of get pointers from. But I think, you know, primarily the main difference is this Alfred's a lot younger. But he's full of hope and optimism. You know, the 60s was a time in London, you know, the swinging 60s, they called it. And you had the older generation, Alfred's parents' generation, who were, you know, still kind of post-war austerity. You know, life is hard and you should work hard for it. And then you had this younger generation who was sort of coming through and saying, you know, no, that's a load of nonsense. We can do what we like and you know, striving to be better and do almost quite, you know, daring things and different things and fun things, and life doesn't have to be grey and brown and miserable. You know, it can be colourful and vibrant and fun. So I think that's the major difference.
The show is also very colourful, like you mentioned. It takes place in the 60s. What was it like being in the set, being with all the costumes, being in such a like big production? Where did you film and what was it like?
So we shot everything in London. We shot at the Warner Brothers Studios in Leavesden, which is sort of north of London, which was fantastic. We're the first TV show ever to shoot there. They shot some of the very early James Bonds there and stuff more recently, like Kingsman, things like that.
Were there James Bond props lying around or something?
Oh, no, not so much. Most famously, what was filmed there is Harry Potter, and there's the Harry Potter studio tour there. So it's all, there's a lot of that. It was fantastic in terms of the history of the place. To go to work there was one thing, but the sets and the attention to detail. We had a great production designer called Mark Scruton, and he really, you know, Bruno wrote in the original pilot script a page describing the world in which Pennyworth is set, and Mark really, you know, nailed that and really got it and depicted it very, very, very strongly. And that for me was sort of the final piece of the puzzle. When stepping onto the set, I decided how Alfred was going to talk and how he'd move and how he, you know, the feel of him. And then the final bit was stepping onto the set, into the world, and going, okay, I get it now. Yeah.
To people who have watched Gotham before, how does the show Pennyworth differentiate itself from Gotham? Because it looks a little bit like it, maybe less dark, I would say.
Mm.
But what would you say is the biggest difference to it, with it?
Well, I think, you know, this isn't a prequel to Gotham at all. It's the same team, but it's completely separate. But I think the look, you know, Danny Cannon is our lead director, and he's sort of a visionary. You know, what he does to things visually is quite incredible, teamed with the production design and everything like that, all the different departments. But I think, you know, we know what America was like, what Gotham and Metropolis and these places are like, but we've never been to London. We've never seen a DC, you know, it's almost like V for Vendetta London, apparently that's what Bruno says, but I'm not sure. I just think the blend of, you know, the 60s and the style and the music and the feel of it with this dark, macabre, twisted element thrown in is really cool.
To our final question, we always ask the talent, what was the last TV show he binged? Or what was the last TV show you really, really liked?
I've just watched Euphoria, which is an HBO show that came over onto Sky. Which I absolutely loved. I think it was one of the best things I've ever seen. It's about a teenage drug addict who, you know, and her sort of school life and relationships and stuff, but it felt very timely, and the actors are absolutely brilliant. And it's been a while since I've watched something right the way through, you know, without kind of stopping, and that took me 2 days, I think. I smashed through it. It was great.
And the music and camera work.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. So we can see Pennyworth in Germany soon. I think I'm not allowed to tell when exactly, but it will come to Stars Play in the fall, I think, in Germany. So thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.